إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you. At this present moment, we're going to start a talk on a very important subject, that is lamha an al-firaq al-dalla, which is a glimpse and a quick look on the deviant sects, on the deviant sects and the false ideologies. And this is from the work of our noble Shaykh Al-Walid Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah, from his book Muhadarat fi al-Aqidah wa al-Da'wah, volume number 3. And in this we're going to cover, inshaAllah ta'ala, as is going to take us a couple of sittings, we're going to cover, the Shaykh is going to talk about first on the importance of being aware of this subject matter, and of course, talking about the false ideologies and the deviant sects, you have to know the right one, which is Aqidat Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Al-Firq al-Najiyah. And then the Shaykh is going to talk about the Qadariya, the Khawarij, the Shia, and Jahmiyyah. So therefore, you know the importance of this matter. The Shaykh, he says, فَإِنَّ الْحَدِيثَ عَنِ الْفِرَقِ ليس هو من باب السرد التاريخي الذي يقصد منه الاطلاع على أصول الفرق لمجرد الاطلاع، كما يطلع على الحوادث التاريخية والوقائع التاريخية السابقة، وإنما الحديث عن الفرق له شأن أعظم من ذلك، ألا وهو الحذر من شر هذه الفرق ومن محدثاتها، والحث على لزوم فرقة أهل السنة والجماعة. In the introduction, the Shaykh says, when we talk about the sects, these different sects, it is not just from the bab of historical presentation. This is not just an historical presentation, talking about the history, just to become aware of these groups and these sects and when they occur and the like, as you may read historical events that took place in the past. But rather, what is intended by this, when we bring this historical presentation of these deviant sects, so that we can learn these principles, these false principles. This is a very important matter, so that we can be aware of the evils and the newly invented matters that these deviant sects brought to Islam and to the Muslims actually. they brought to the Muslims. And so therefore you become, once you know what these deviant sects are upon from falsehood and batil, you know the importance of clinging and holding firm to the saved sect, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. قال الشيخ حفظه الله وترك ما عليه الفرق المخالفة لا يحصل عفوا للإنسان لا يحصل إلا بعد الدراسة ومعرفة ما الفرق الناجية. He said, if he wants to really know what these deviant sects are upon, this doesn't happen instantly, like by incident. You just one day you know. It doesn't happen randomly. No, if you want to know their false ideologies and their false principles that they built their false ideologies upon, you have to study them. You have to study what they are upon. And likewise, you have to study the firqa najiyah. So you know clearly the difference between falsehood, the truth and falsehood. You know the difference between the haqq and between the batil. من هم أهل السنة والجماعة الذين يجب على المسلم أن يكون معهم ومن الفرق المخالفة؟ نعم. So it is very important to find the answer to these very important questions, such as what is the victorious sect, what is the saved sect, who are أهل السنة والجماعة that is obligatory upon the Muslim to be amongst them. You see, it is an obligation, not a choice. Who are they? Now, if this is something that is an obligation, you have to be with these people. So at least you need to know who they are. Who are Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah? You can't just be with anybody, assuming that you're with the right people. No, you have to find out who are Ahl al-Sunnah, not who are any people. Who are Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah? Because it is a binding upon you, Ya Abdullah. It is obligatory upon us to be with them. وكذلك another question, من الفرق المخالفة؟ And who are those sects that oppose أهل السنة والجماعة؟ There are people who oppose أهل السنة. Not everybody is with أهل السنة والجماعة. So you need to know who they are. ما مذاهبهم وشبهاتهم؟ You need to know what is their ideologies. What is the doubts they try to cast in the hearts of the Muslims and whistle in the ears of the Muslims and blow in the ears of the Muslims. Why? حَتَّى يُحْذَرَ مِنْهَا. You will need to know this so that you can be aware of them. Okay, you will be aware of them. قال الشيخ لِأَنَّ مَنْ لَا يَعْرِفِ الشَّرَّ يُوشَكُ أَنْ يَقْعَهِ. Because if a person is ignorant of evil, he may fall straight to it. Now, if a person does not know evil, clearly it's not clear for him, he may fall into it thinking it to be the truth. Some people, mashallah, they have good intentions, like salam, they have good intentions and they are upon batil. They are upon bid'ah and innovation and falsehood just because they don't know it to be a falsehood. كما قال حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه, as this noble companion, حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه, said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. This noble companion, حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله عنه, he said, the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah about good. I used to ask him about the evil, out of fear that I may befall me. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So he said to the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّا كُنَّ فِي جَاهِلِيَةٍ وَشَرٍ فَجَاءَنَا اللَّهُ بِهَذَا الْخَيْرِ فَهَلْ بَعْدَ هَذَا الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرٍ. He said to the Messenger of Allah, indeed, we were in Jahiliyyah, the era before Islam. We were upon evil. And Allah brought us this khair, Islam. Is there any evil after this good? Now we're upon good, alhamdulillah. But is there any evil that will come after this good? قَالَ نَعَمْ Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yes. Things not going to be all the same. فَقُلْتُ هَلْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ الشَّرِّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ Then, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I said, after this evil, is there any good that will come after it? قَالَ نَعَمْ وَفِيهِ دَخَلٍ He said, yes, but it's tainted. It's not pure, it's not clear. It's not like the first good. It's tainted. قُلْتُ وَمَا دَخَلُهُ Hudhayfa says, what is it about it? What make it tainted? Why is it not so pure? قَالَ قَوْمٌ Meaning, what is the problem? What make this khair, this good, not like the first good? What's the problem? قَالَ قَوْمٌ يَسْتَنُّونَ بِغَيْرِ سُنَّتِي وَيَهْدُونَ بِغَيْرِ هَدِي تَعْرِفُ مِنْهُمْ وَتُنْكَ He says, the problem is our people. They will come people, they will follow a way other than my way. And a guidance other than my guidance. Calling the people to other than my guidance. You will, through their statements and actions, you will recognize some and you would not recognize many others. And you will reject many others. فَقُلْتُ هَلْ بَعْدَ ذَٰلِكَ الْخَيْرِ مِنْ شَرٍ Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu says, I said, and after this good that is tainted, is there any evil that come after it? قَالَ نَعَمْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَعَمْ دُعَاتٌ عَلَى أَبْوَابِ جَهَنَّمْ مَنْ أَجَابَهُمْ إِلَيْهَا قَذَفُوهُ فِيهَا Prophet ﷺ said, yes, na'am, there is another evil, callers upon the gates of the hellfire. They call into the hellfire, ibadallah. Whoever answer their invitations, they will throw him in it. They will throw him in it. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سِفْهُمْ لَنَا Din Hudhayfa radiallahu says, who messenger of Allah? Describe them for us, these people, these scholars. Describe them for us. قَالَ نَعَمْ قَوْمٌ مِنْ جِلْدَتِنَا وَيَتَكَلَّمُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا He says, yeah, people are from us. And they speak our tongue. Okay. قُلْتُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ فَمَا تَرَى إِنْ أَدْرَكَنِي ذَلِكَ Then Hudhayfa says, oh messenger of Allah, what would you advise me if I'm still alive until this happened? Until this evil happened, I'm still alive. What would you advise me to do? What is your advice to me? قَالَ تَلْزَمُ جَمَاعَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَإِمَامَهُمْ He says, hold on firm and be with the jama'ah of the Muslims. With the body of the Muslims and their imam, their leader. فَقُلْتُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُلْ لَهُمْ جَمَاعَةَ وَلَا إِمَامَ Hudhayfa says to the Messenger of Allah, what if at that time there is no unity. There is nobody of the Muslims and they don't have no ruler, no leader. قَالَ فَاَعْتَزِلْ تِلْكَ الْفِرَقِ وَلَوْ أَنْتَ عَضَّ عَلَىٰ أَسْلِ شَجَرَةِ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ He says, in this case, stay away from all of these sects and these groups. And for you to bite on the trunk of a tree until death come upon you, While you're on that. This hadith is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Rahimahum Allah. Qala al-Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhah Allah, فَمَعْرِفَةُ الْفِرَقِ وَمَذَاهِبِهَا وَشُبُهَاتِهَا وَمَعْرِفَةُ الْفِرْقَةِ النَّاجِيَةِ أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ وَمَا هِيَ عَلَيْهِ فِيهِ خَيْرٌ كَثِيرٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِ He says, knowing these sects, these deviant groups, and these deviant sects, knowing their ideologies, knowing the shubuhat, the doubts that they cast and try to cast amongst Muslims, and along with that, you already know who is the saved sect, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, what these saved sects are upon, This is present a lot of good to the Muslim. Because now you know in the haqq and what contradicts it and what opposes it. You know in the haqq and the falsehood. You know the haqq that you're supposed to be upon and the falsehood that you still stay away from. قال لأن هذه الفرق الضالة عندها شبهات وعندها مغريات تضليل فقد يغتر الجاهل بهذه الدعايات وينخدع بها فينتمي إليها كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لما ذكر في حديث حذيفة هل بعد ذلك الخير من شر قال نعم دعاة على أبواب جهنم من أجابهم إليها قذفوه فيها فقلت يا رسول الله صفهم لنا قال نعم قوم من جلدتنا ويتكلمون بألسنتنا. He says, keep in mind that these deviant sects, they have shubuhat, they have many doubts. They don't have clear things, they don't bring you no clear things, because the clear things are in the Quran and the Sunnah. The pure knowledge is with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They have no ambiguity in it. That's why them, they have many doubts. And they have many things with them also, along with that, they try to seduce the people to be with them. They present many temptations, wal'iyadu billah, for the people, for the weak people, to cause them to go astray, away from the path of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. An ignorant person, yes, he may be become an easy prey for them, for this propaganda of the peoples of falsehood. And become easily deceived by it. And before you know it, he's one of them, calling to what they are upon, supporting their falsehood they are upon. Remember what Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, when he asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is there after this good any evil? He said, yes. Callers, people. But upon the gates of the hellfire, they call into the hellfire through what the falsehood they are upon, the doubts they cast among the Muslims. Anyone who accept their invitation and be upon the falsehood they are upon, they will throw him through what they teaching and disseminating into the hellfire, wa'iyadu billah. And the Prophet ﷺ described them after a request from Hudhayfa, says, yes, they are from us. Bani Jildatina. You know, some people, they're going to come from unknown nowhere. No, it's amongst you, people you know. They claim they are upon the haqq. And they speak your tongue. They bring ayats, bring this, talk about the Jannah, alhamdulillah, the haqq. But they call into the hellfire, wal'iyadu billah, because they are not upon the path of Allah. As-sirat al-mustaqim, that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah adhere to. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فالخطر شديد. This is an imminent danger. وقد وعظ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه ذات يوم كما في حديث العرباد ابن سارية رضي الله عنه أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم وعظهم موعظة بليغة وجلت منها القلوب وذرفت منها العيون. The Sheikh says, this is an imminent danger, no doubt. And the Prophet ﷺ has present admonition to the companions, as it occurs in the hadith of Al-Irbad ibn Sariyah radiallahu anhu. He says that the Messenger of Allah ﷺ delivered an admonition, a very serious one, that make the hearts of the companion tremble. Their eyes shed tears. قُلْنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّهَا مَوْعِذَةٌ مُوَدِّعٍ فَأَوْصِنَا. In the companion, he says, O Messenger of Allah, this is very serious admonition. It seems it's like coming from a person who is about to leave us. Therefore, advise us. What should we do? قَالَ أُوْسِيكُمْ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَالسَّمْعِ وَالطَّاعَةِ وَإِنْ تَمَرْ أَمَّرَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَبْدٍ فإنه من يعش منكم فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين من بعدي تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجد، وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. Prophet ﷺ said, I advise you with the taqwa of Allah. بامتثال الأوامر واجتناب النواهي على الوجه الذي جاءت به شريعة الله سبحانه وتعالى. By fulfilling the obligations to the best of your ability, sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by refraining from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he advised them to hear and obey the ruler, even if the ruler may be a slave. And then the Prophet said to them, indeed, he who amongst you shall live after the Prophet shall see a great difference and division and disunity. Then he says, I advise you to hold on firm to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. Hold on to it. Bite on it with your molar teeth. And be aware of the newly invented matters. For indeed, every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation lead you astray. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه سيكون هناك اختلاف وتفرق. نعم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in his lifetime, when the Muslim, they were one jama'ah upon the haq, upon the truth, but he informed them that division will occur, disunion will occur amongst the Muslims. They will differ, they are not going to be on the same thing. وأوصى عند ذلك بلزوم جماعة المسلمين وإمامهم. And he advised that the Muslims, Prophet ﷺ gave his order, that the Muslims, if this happened, they should hold on firm to the unity of the Muslims, to the body of the Muslims, with the leader, with the ruler. والتمسك بسنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك ما خالفها من الأقوال والأفكار والمذاهب المضلة فإن هذا طريق النجاة. And he advised the Prophet ﷺ that the Muslims in times of these trials and fitan, they should hold on to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And they should leave off and stay away from anything that opposes it, from statements, thoughts, ideas, and opinions. The Muslim who wants safety and he wants to be on the path of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah should forsake and leave off all false ideologies and hold on to that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions. Any thoughts, ideas, opinions, and views of people should not be followed. That which should be followed is that which agreed with the Quran and the Sunnah, with the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah, with the understanding of Salaf al-Ummah. This is the path of safety. This is how you save yourself, by adhering to that which Al-Firqa al-Najiyah, the saved sect, were upon. By adhering to that which As-Salaf al-Salih were upon, our noble companions, wa-Tabi'een, wa-Atba'i-Tabi'een, wa-A'immat al-Huda wa-Din, to adhere to that which the companions were upon, and their Tabi'oon, and Atba'i-Tabi'oon, and the great A'imma of this Deen. This is what's gonna save us in the aqidah, in the ibadat, in the mu'amalat, in the akhlaq wa suluk. Some people wanna be saved, but they just hold on to any thread. They don't ask these questions. Who are you guys? Are you upon the haq? Yes. So what you are calling to us? Is it the haq? If they say yes, so now the next very important question, companions were upon this? If they say yes, they have to prove it. If they say no, tell them, subhanAllah, how could you be on a good on something and you claim is the haq, but the sahaba don't know what it is. The best of this ummah that are praised by Allah and praised by the Messenger of Allah, and we are commanded to follow their example and to emulate them in everything, they don't even know what it is. This mudaharat and this protest, this chaos and these assassinations and these many bad things that some Muslims, they look at, oh, we got to do it to get rid of this guy. If they only ask themselves one question, is this is the haq? Is this is what pleasing to Allah? If they tell them yes, tell them okay. If this is what the companions were upon. If they say no, they say, why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? Those are the callers that call to the hellfire, وَلِيَالِ بِاللَّهِ. Because they don't speak with knowledge. They don't have the correct understanding, the understanding of Salaf al-Salih. هذا طريق النجاة. You want the safety? This is the way to safety. تريد النجاة ولم تسلك سبيلها إن السفينة لا تجري على اليبس. Somebody wants to be safe, but not following the means that lead to safety. The real means, the legislated means, like imported means from I don't know who. No, the real means that are legislated. He wants to be safe, but he's not following these means. You cannot get no fish by fishing in the sand, man. Just like that. Person spending days in a desert, he went on a fishing trip in the sand. You gotta go to the water. Won't you try the water? The last thing we check, fish live in the water, right? So now people, they want to be on safe side, but they don't follow the means. You gotta follow the means. Holding firm to the Qur'an and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the understanding of Salaful Ummah. وَقَدْ أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِالِاجْتِمَاعِ وَالِاعْتِسَامِ بِكِتَابِهِ وَنَهَى عَنِ التَّفَرُّقِ فِي الدِّينِ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala command us together to be united upon His book. Naam, Allah command us with unity and forbid us from splitting our ranks and from scattering away into sects, from dividing our ranks. Naam, He command us with unity that is pleasing to Him Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Qala Subhanahu wa Ta'ala fi Surati Ali Imran, واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. نعم, in this famous ayah 103 in Surah Al-Imran, the translation of what Allah says, and hold fast all of you together to the rope of Allah, the Quran, and be not divided amongst yourselves, and remember the favors of Allah on you. For you were enemies, and He joined your hearts together, so that by His grace you became brethren in Islamic faith. And you were on the brink of a pit of a fire, and He saved you from it. Thus Allah makes His ayats clear to you, that you may be guided. إلى أن قال سبحانه وتعالى. Sheikh, he mentioned the ayats from 103 until 106. The next ayah says, وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there arise out of you a group of people inviting to all that is good, Islam, enjoining al-ma'roof and forbidding al-munkar. And it is those who are the successful. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. And be not as those who divided and differed among themselves. After the clear proofs had come to them, it is they for whom there is an awful torment. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ اسْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ فَذُوقُوا الْعَذَابَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ. On the day, meaning the day of resurrection, when some faces will become white and some faces will become black. As for those whose faces will become black, to them will be said, did you reject faith after accepting it? Then taste the torment in hell for rejecting faith. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بِيَدَّتْ وُجُوهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. And for those whose faces will become white, they will be in Allah's mercy, in paradise. Therein they shall dwell forever. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ وَإِيَّاكُمْ مِنَ الَّذِينَ تَبْيَدُّ وُجُوهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. قال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما تبيض وجوه أهل السنة والجماعة وتسود وجوه أهل البدعة والفرقة. Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما says, there are the faces of أهل السنة والجماعة that will become white on that day. And the faces of the people of innovation and division that turn black. نسأل الله السلام والعافية. And then the Shaykh mentioned the ayah in Surah Al-An'am. In Surah Al-An'am, the ayah 159, قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ وَكَانُوا شِيَعًا لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Verily those who divide their religion and break up into sects, all kinds of religious sects, you, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have no concern in them in the least. Their affair is only with Allah, who then will tell them what they used to do. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فالدين واحد وهو ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The religion is one. There's only one religion. And it is that which the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم bring from Allah. That which he brought from Allah. لا يقبل الانقسام إلى ديانات وإلى مذاهب مختلفة. بل دين واحد هو دين الله سبحانه وتعالى. And this religion cannot be split into different religions, different ideologies and methodologies. Rather, it is one religion, one deen. It is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهو ما جاء به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وترك عليه وترك أمته عليه حيث ترك صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته على البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. This is the deen of Allah that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم brought and came with from Allah. And this is the deen, one religion, that the Messenger of Allah left his companions upon. Because the Prophet has left his ummah upon the clear path, the white path. Its nights resemble its days. Anyone who finds himself or any path other than it will be destroyed. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تركت فيكم ما إن تمسكتم به لن تضلوا بعدي أبدا كتاب الله وسنتي. I have left with you, the Prophet ﷺ said, I have left with you and amongst you that which if you hold on to firmly, you will never go astray after me. The Book of Allah and my Sunnah, he said صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال صلى الله قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وما جاء التفرق في الكتاب العزيز أي في القرآن إلا مذموما ومتوعدا عليه. وما جاء التفرق في الكتاب العزيز إلا مذموما ومتوعدا عليه. وما جاء الاجتماع على الحق والهدى إلا محمودا وموعودا عليه بالأجر العظيم لما فيه من المصالح العاجلة والآجلة. The Sheikh mentioned a beautiful statement. Everything is beautiful, but this one is beautiful. And you know what I mean. He says, whenever disunity, scattering into different groups, division is mentioned in the Book of Allah, except that is being censored, disparaged, and blameworthy. And those who are upon this are threatened by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they subject themselves to a punishment of Allah and the torment of Allah in this life and in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah. Then the Shaykh says, and whenever unity, and whenever unity upon the truth and upon the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned, except that is mentioned in a praiseworthy way. And with it comes the great reward that Allah promised those who hold in firm to it, subhanAllah. Amen. Why? He says, because unity upon the haqq, upon the truth, upon the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ have so many common good and benefit for the people, whether in this worldly life or in the hereafter. SubhanAllah. Naam, unity, he says, disunity, scattering and dividing into different sects and division, whenever it is mentioned in the Book of Allah, except that it has been censored, disparaged, and it is blameworthy, no doubt, along with the punishment and the torment that Allah has prepared for such people who divide into their religion. And whenever unity upon the truth and upon the sunnah and the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned in the Book of Allah, except that is mentioned in a praiseworthy way, along with the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and promised and prepared for those who hold on firm to the truth and to the guidance, and those who are united upon the haqq and upon the guidance of the Messenger of Allah, because only the unity upon the truth and guidance that guarantees common good and benefit for the people as individuals and as societies in this life or in the hereafter. وجاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في السنة أحاديث كثيرة تأمر بلزوم الجماعة. Then the Shaykh says, many of the narrations from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, from the Sunnah of our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, that command us to hold on firm to the jama'ah, to the Muslims who are upon the haqq, upon the truth. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن بني إسرائيل تفرقت على 72 ملة وتفترق أمتي على 73 ملة كلها في النار إلا ملة واحدة. قال ومن هي يا رسول الله؟ قال ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. One of those narrations, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed Bani Israel split onto 72 sects, and this ummah of the Muslims will split onto 73 sects, all of them in the hellfire except for one. All of them in the hellfire except for one. The Sahaba said, which one, O Messenger of Allah, that is saved? He says, anyone who is upon that which I am upon and my companions. anyone, regardless the skin, regardless the nationalities. Anyone who is upon that which the Prophet was upon and his companions. فأخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم في هذا الحديث أنه لا بد أن يحصل تفرق في هذه الأمة وهو لا ينطق عن الهوى صلى الله عليه وسلم لا بد أن يحصل ما أخبر به صلى الله عليه وسلم. شيخ صالح حضرت تعالى he says the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in this hadith he informed us that division will occur among this ummah. نعم, he will. And he mentioned this in a time when they were strong, one ummah, one body, upon the haqq, upon the truth. But he said, division and disunity will occur among this ummah. The Shaykh, he says, and the Prophet ﷺ does not speak out of his desires. If he said it, it has to happen. And it did happen. وهذا الإخبار منه صلى الله عليه وسلم معناه النهي عن التفرق والتحذير من التفرق ولهذا قال كلها في النار إلا واحدة. But now here is a golden benefit, a very important benefit. He said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's not just informing us, okay, for us to know. But actually this is a way to warn us. When he mentioned that the people will be divided, disunity will occur among the Muslims, he's not just informing us for us to know, but this is a way to warn against this division. Why? Because he says all of them in the hellfire. That's how he warned against those deviant sects. All of them in the hellfire except one. وَلَمَّا سَأَلَ عَنْهَا أَوْ لَمَّا سُئِلَ عَنْهَا صلى الله عليه وسلم مَا هَذِهِ الْوَاحِدَ النَّاجِيَةِ. And when he was asked صلى الله عليه وسلم about which one, this only saved sect, out of 73, only one. Not 10, ya ibadallah, not 5, not even 2. One. Just one. Nobody can come to you and say, oh, you Salafis, you got it? Mashallah, we give you that one. Yeah, you're the saved, but we too. What do you mean you too? There ain't no two in this one. There's only one. You know? There's only one saved sect. And he has nothing to do with the majority, has nothing to do with numbers, has nothing to do with money, has nothing to do with wealth, has nothing to do with the color, has nothing to do with the nationalities and the countries, has to do with one thing, be on what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. That's the answer. In the aqidah, you have to learn the aqidah of the companions. Because they were upon the proper aqidah. That was the Prophet ﷺ left them upon. Somebody want to call you to the aqidah of the Khawarij, the Shia, the Mu'tazila, Qadariya, Jahmiya, I don't know, Ahbash, subhanAllah, ya. The Prophet wasn't on this. He didn't lift this for us. Allah, as Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, Hafidahullah, in his Muqaddimah, when he explained the Muqaddimah of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani, he says this bid'ah and these false ideologies that happened, he says, Allah has saved, that's an evil, that Allah has saved the companions from it and afflicted those, some among those who came after them. Now, it's an evil that Allah saved the companions from, this division, this bid'ah and innovations. It's an evil because there's no good in it, because they said, no, this is good. The Shaykh says, look, that's an evil that Allah saved the companions from. And who was afflicted? Some of those who came after the companions. They were afflicted with it, wal'iyadu billah. None of the companions was upon something else. All of them were upon that which the Prophet ﷺ left them upon. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the haqq is clear. Now we're learning this so that we can be, so that we inshallah be upon the haqq. Not just guessing. You can't guess. The path of Allah is clear. You can't just be guessing. It may be, it may not. No, you can't take that. Not based on chances, taking chances. No, the deen is based on certainty. You know, one of the
conditions of La ilaha illallah is certainty that do what? That remove
doubt.
And certainty come with what?
Knowledge.
Knowledge that is against what?
Ignorance.
So knowledge is associated with certainty. Ignorance is associated with what? Doubt, confusion. When you don't have no knowledge, like you're driving somewhere and you don't know where to go, what? You're confused. You don't know to make a right or left. You're just right there puzzled. It takes, at that moment where you're like, man, what can I do? This way, which one? It takes anybody say, where you going? Say, follow me. You don't even ask. Oh, bismillah. And you follow. That's how the ignorant people do. They even ask questions. Because say they saw, at that moment they just followers. They follow anyone. But when you have knowledge, it removes doubts. Now you have certainty. So no one can come and tell you, man, look, they are upon good. Ikhwan al-Muslimun cannot just come and draft you like that. Easy pick, man. First round. And you'll be going with them. Now you're going to say, wait a minute. You claim you're upon the haqq. But let's see. Based on what? What is your principles? Are they the principles? They say, yeah, of course we have principles. SubhanAllah, ya akhi. This is serious. We have principles. So, okay, what is that? We got these 6 principles. As these principles, the companions know them and we're upon? No. No, you're not upon the haqq. Get out of here. That's it. That's clear. Jama'at Tabligh will come to you and say, Akhi, alhamdulillah, there are a lot of good in our da'wah, man. Oh, really? The Sahaba were Tabligh is? If they say yes, they're liars. If they say no, say, wait a minute. Well, how are you going to be on the haqq of the Sahaba? They didn't even know what you guys were upon. They don't know your principle. This principle that you guys come up with, the Sahaba didn't know what it is. The Tabi'in, they don't know what they are upon. And then it's easy and you reject it and you save yourself. Aina. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله فمن بقي على ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم واصحابه فهو من الناجين من النار ومن اختلف عن ذلك فإنه متوعد بالنار على حسب بعده عن الحق. Sheikh then he says, whoever is firm upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions, he is the one who is saved from the fire. That's the one who is saved from the fire. What saves a person from the fire? By being and holding firm to what the companion sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. And there is no way for us to know what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon except through seeking knowledge and taking knowledge from its proper sources. Now, these matters are not taken from dreams, as the Sufis, from khurafat, from stories, based on fabricated narrations. Now, the aqidah that the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon is not taken from the customs and traditions of the people. Taken from its proper sources, the Book of Allah, sound sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, with the sound understanding, that of the companions of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, and whoever followed them upon that good path amongst the tabi'een, matba'a tabi'een, and the great a'imma of this deen. And likewise, whoever opposes that which the Prophet ﷺ was and his companions, he's threatened with the fire. Nah. His threat applies on such a person, not because of his color, what country he's from, nah, has nothing to do with that. Has to do because when a person opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his companions, Then he subjects himself to this threat, be threatened by the fire. Everyone according to how far they find themselves from the truth. كلٌ على حسب بعده عن الحق. إن كانت فرقته فرقة كفر وردة فإنه يكون من أهل النار الخالدين فيها. Now the Sheikh brings some details. If that person who went astray away from what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, if that which he's upon, and therefore make him away from the path that the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, if it's a kufr, if it's disbelief, if it's something that make a person to leave Islam, then this person on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be amongst the dwellers in the hellfire, waliyadu billah. He will dwell in it. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ فُرْقَتُهُ دُونَ ذَلِكَ فَإِنَّهُ مُتَوَعَدْ بِالنَّارِ. But if a person, innovation, and that which he opposes, that which the Prophet ﷺ and companions were upon, is not from the things that take a person out of Islam, then still that person is threatened to end up in the hellfire, وَلِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. لَكِنْ لَا يُخَلَّدُ فِيهَا مَدَامَ أَنَّ فُرْقَتُهُ لَمْ تُخْرِجُهُ عَلْ إِيمَانِ. But in this case, a person will not be from the dwellers in the hellfire, but they will end up in it, but they won't stay in it forever as long as that which they oppose, make them oppose that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions, doesn't take them out of iman. لكن عليه وعيد شديد ولا ينجو عن هذا الوعيد إلا طائفة واحدة من 73 وهي الفرقة الناجية. He said, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned this very serious and severe threat. And no one find himself exempt or safe from it except one sect out of 73. And that is the saved sect. And who is this saved sect? من كان على ما عليه الرسول وأصحابه صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyone who is upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon his companions. That's what makes the difference. وَمَنْ الَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ الرَّسُولُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ سُنَّةَ الرَّسُولِ صلى الله عليه وسلم الْمَنْهَجِ السَّلِيمُ وَالْمَحَجُ الْبَيْضَاءِ. And to be on what? To be from the saved sect, you have to adhere to the Book of Allah, to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be on the right methodology, the methodology of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that clear white path that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left his ummah upon. هذا هو ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم دين الحق قال سبحانه وتعالى والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه الآية في سورة التوبة. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in آية 100 in سورة التوبة, and the first to embrace Islam of the Muhajirun and the Ansar, and also those who follow them exactly in faith, Allah is well pleased with them as they are well pleased with Him. قَالَ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is praising the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Muhajirun, those who make a hijrah, migrate from Mecca to Al-Madinah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also those who made the hijrah from Habasha, because some group of the Muslims, they went earlier to the Habasha. Some of them came back and went back. Some came back again. Some stayed there until when the Prophet ﷺ made the hijrah from Mecca to Medina, and they joined the Prophet ﷺ in Medina. These are the Muhajirun. And the Ansar, they are the people of Medina who supported the Prophet ﷺ and his companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim. Allah is pleased with them. As they are pleased with him, And also Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. And also those who follow them exactly in faith. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان فدل هذا على أنه مطلوب من آخر هذه الأمة أن يتبعوا منهج السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار الذي هو منهج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So this is a clear proof that is requested from the latter of this ummah to follow the way of the first people to embrace Islam, the muhajirin and the ansar, since they were upon that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon, and they were upon that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this matter is clear, but only for those that Allah has made it clear for them. If a person wants safety, the path of his safety is clear. Be on the way of the Salaf. That's it. And who are the Salaf? That which the Prophet ﷺ was upon. What is the Salaf were upon? That which the Prophet ﷺ brought and came with from Allah. The true Islam. Who are the Salaf? The companions of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. And at-tabi'un and at-ba'u at-tabi'un. And the great Imams who followed them on that path. Now if somebody tries to sell you any product, anything that is not from what the Sahaba were upon, so the decision is easy. But it's only easy for those that Allah has granted them tawfiq. Just ask these questions. Is this is the haq? No. Now any group from the contemporary groups in our times, Jama'at al-Tabligh, people ask about them. What's wrong with them? If you say, well, they are because they are from this country, that's bad. That's a bad answer. Has nothing to do with the country, has nothing to do with the color. Has to do with one thing. They have principles and ideologies that opposes that which the Sahaba were upon. Sahaba were not upon this. They come up with new principles for themselves and calling the people to that the Sahaba they were not upon. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us, anything other than that which he was upon his companions, it is not the haq. So is this difficult? Okay, Jama'at al-Ikhwan al-Muslimun, they will come and try to sell their product to you too. I tell you, no, they are the haq with them, or this and this. Say, okay, what is your principles that your da'wah is upon? This, this, this. You say, subhanAllah, but this principles of yours oppose that which the Sahaba were upon. They're like, it doesn't matter, akhi, that's a long time ago. He said, doesn't matter to you? Because it mattered to me. The Prophet ﷺ says, the only saved sick are those who are upon what he is upon his companions. And you're not one of the companions, man. Most definitely you're not from them. Likewise, the Khawarij, the Mu'tazila, the Shia will come to you and tell you, look, the companions, they kuffar. Abu Bakr and Umar, they this and that. You tell them, subhanAllah. Who preceded you in this? This is what the Prophet ﷺ left his ummah upon? Cursing the companions? If they say yes, they're liars. If they say, well, no, but just take it from us. Says, look, man, Allah didn't send you to us. Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ, he says, the only way you can be safe from the hellfire if that you be upon what I am upon and my companions were upon. So it's clear. Whenever somebody comes to you and tell you, no, this is going to work, tell him it won't work. This leads to the hellfire, man, be aware. Why? How do you know? Because it came from me. So it doesn't matter who he came from. Because it is not what the Prophet ﷺ left the companions upon. See? Here is not. If they prove you that, listen, this is what the companions were upon, alhamdulillah, it is from the deen. It is what we want to be upon. But if they come up with anything that the companions were not upon, as Salaf al-Saleh don't even know what it is, be aware of it. These are the callers to the hellfire that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith of Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. هذا هو الذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. نعم, Allah praised the companions, the Muhajirun and the Ansar, in this ayah 100 in Surah At-Tawbah. And he mentioned that he's pleased with them and they pleased with him, and he has prepared for them gardens of paradise to the end of the ayah. He said, also those who follow them exactly in faith, Allahu Akbar. Because we, that's what is left for us. And may Allah aid us and help us to follow the companions exactly under which they were upon, in the creed, the aqidah, in the ibadat, in the mu'amalat, in the akhlaq and the suluk. Aynam. Because we can't be from the muhajirin and we cannot be from the ansar. So what is left for us is this one. To be from those who follow them exactly in faith. قال أما من خالف منهج السابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار فإنه يكون من الضالين. The Sheikh says, but as for anyone who opposes the methodology of the first people that embraced Islam from the Muhajirin and the Ansar, no doubt this person will be amongst those who went astray. No doubt. He's lost. Cannot be upon the haqq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا ذَلِكَ الْفَضْلُ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ عَلِيمًا. In the ayat 69 and 70 in Surah An-Nisa, and whoso obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then they will be in the company of those on whom Allah has bestowed His grace, of the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. And how excellent these companions are. Such is the bounty from Allah, and Allah is sufficient as all knower. قال فمن أطاع الله وأطاع الرسول في أي زمان ومكان سواء كان في وقت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أو آخر مسلم في الدنيا إذا كان على طاعة الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يكون مع الفرقة الناجية. نعم, مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظ الله says, whoever obey Allah and obeys the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم in any given time and place, any given time and place, whether that person was in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then make him a companion, or the last Muslim on the earth, the last Muslim on this life, if he fulfilled this condition, if he lives a life of obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is amongst the saved sect. Allahu Akbar. He's among the saved sect. That's it. And he will enjoy on Yawm al-Qiyamah because he will be amongst those that they receive the bounty of Allah. And he will be amongst the prophets and the truthful and the martyrs and the righteous. And this is an excellent. SubhanAllah, you'll be amongst the prophets on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. قال أما من تخلف عن هذا المنهج فإنه لن يحصل على هذا الوعد ولن يكون مع هؤلاء الرفق الطيبين وإنما يكون مع الذين انحاز إليهم من المخالفين. Said, but if a person opposes this right path, he is not included in this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will never be among these beautiful companions on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the prophets, the truthful, the martyrs, the righteous. Rather, he will be with those group that he took a part with them, those who opposes the path of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. ولهذا قال هناك دعاء عظيم نكرره في صلاتنا في كل ركعة وفي آخر الفاتحة اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So that's why there is this great dua, this great supplication that we repeat it in our prayers, in every rak'ah in our prayer. That's dua Surah Al-Fatiha. We constantly, when we recite Al-Fatiha, we ask Allah, O Allah, guide us to the Sirat Al-Mustaqim, the straight path, the path of those that you have bestowed on them, your bounty. Who are them? See those mentioned in Surah Al-Nisa, the prophets, the righteous, the truthful, the martyrs, and the righteous. We ask Allah to put us on this path, and we ask Allah to save us from the path of those who earn the anger of Allah and those who went astray. But we have to pay attention to this dua. This is great dua. The Shaykh says, هذا دعاء عظيم نسأل الله في كل ركعة من صلاتنا أن يهدينا الصراط أن يهدينا لصراط الذين أنعم الله عليهم وهو الذي جاءت به الرسل عليهم الصلاة والسلام وكان عليه أتباعهم إلى يوم القيامة وآخرهم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. He says, this is a great supplication. In every rak'ah, we ask Allah in our prayers to guide us to this path, the path of these people that Allah has conferred on them this great favor and this great bounty. This path that all prophets brought from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this path that all of their followers, the true followers of those prophets, they were upon. And the last of them is our noble prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we continue in the next Saturday. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.